This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many Republican voters in the region are eager to see what changes Donald Trump will make since winning the general election. Others are cautiously optimistic. St. Louis Public Radio's Linda Lockhart talks with several who share what they like and don't like about the president-elect.
Philip Wells of Delwood is waiting for the post-election dust to settle completely. But overall, he's happy.
I think Donald will come back and make America great again.
He's going to do that, Wells says, with the right picks for his cabinet and other posts.
So far, the ones that he's appointed and nominee looks to me like people that'll do a good job. He's been talking to different people who he doesn't necessarily agree with.
One issue Wells cares about deeply is restoring Christian values. He'd like to see prayer return to public schools.
Donald doesn't run through the halls beating a Bible and preaching, but I think he'll uphold religious liberties, and I don't think our present president has done that. I think he's gone the other way to support Muslims and anti-Christian activities.
Like Wells, Chris Patterson of O'Fallon, Missouri, is thrilled by the election results. But he wrote in to say he'd like to see the Republican Party do more to reach out to minorities and others he believes are disenchanted with the Democrats. He says the country has been divided by what he calls the liberal media and left-wing agenda, which he blames for labeling too many as racist and misogynist. He says it will take time for tempers to cool before healing can begin. That healing is beginning slowly for Cheryl Blake of South St. Louis, especially in her own family. Her husband and son voted for Trump, while her daughters voted for Hillary Clinton. Blake voted for neither, instead writing in Florida Senator Marco Rubio's name.
I think Mr. Trump in particular needs to keep his mouth shut for a while. I think he's calmed down a little. He's still twittering, and that bothers me a little bit.
Now, Blake says she hopes Trump will do better than she expected with the help of prudent advisors.
I would like to see him choose Romney, actually. I'm not that big a Romney fan, but I think that would be at least somewhat moderating. And I think that we need to quit bickering, and the people inside the Beltway need to listen to those of us who aren't.
What else would you like to see from Trump?
I'd like him to pick someone good for the Supreme Court. I'm afraid I would like to see Cruz. I know that he is rather extreme in some ways, but he's a good constitutional lawyer. I'd also like to see him do a little more studying about immigration because I think he's extreme, and we can't be extreme and get anything done.
But Trump goes too far for Don Woodworth, a retired Air Force colonel who lives in O'Fallon, Illinois. Woodworth, a Republican for 50 years, voted this time for Hillary Clinton. He sees Trump as
a bigoted misogynist come to the top. Those are strong words, but I mean, that's the stuff he was saying during the election, so it's the only description I could apply to him.
But since the election, Woodworth says he's beginning to see another side of Trump.
I think Mr. Trump needs to do exactly what he's doing now, dial back on a lot of the rhetoric that he put out during the campaign.
Woodward says he hopes Trump will carry out campaign promises to bring back jobs to industrial cities like Waterbury, Connecticut, where he grew up.
When I was a kid going to high school, the factories hummed day and night. The factories now are all abandoned. The railroad yard is totally empty and derelict. So, Mr. Trump, if you're listening, if that yard is full of railroad cars in 4 years hence, and the factories are lit up at night and humming, you might have a vote from me.
Still, Woodward says, Trump faces a long road to fully convince him. I'm Linda Lockhart, St. Louis Public Radio.